Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to say a great Happy New Year to all and everybody. I hope everybody had a safe and happy New Year, especially, you know, bringing in the New Year. Hopefully, wherever you was at, you was safe and you had a great time all in one. I definitely had a great time. I was working part of the end of 2012, but I got off of work right like an hour before midnight. So, you know, I had time to get where I needed to go. You know, so I had a pretty good time. I brought New Year in, had a great time. I'm really looking forward to this year, you know. You know, every year we always have, you know, I guess some people have goals or resolutions or plans or whatever you want to call it, you know. And, you know, a lot of times for a lot of people it's losing weight, you know. So, and a lot of times for other people maybe it's, you know, making more money or get, you know, being independent, you know, as far as getting your own house, your own car or whatever, Maybe some people start a family. Who knows? But whatever your resolutions are, I want to hear it. So throughout the show, I want you all to call in and just call in and just tell me what your resolutions are. You know, if you don't, like I said before, I think I said it last year, if you don't believe in resolutions, okay, well, then tell me, what are your goals for 2013? What are your plans? I want to know. I want to hear. I want to talk to you all. 2013 is here. As y'all know, the show is live now, new day. Today is Tuesday the 1st. So the show will be every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. So, I'm kind of bring you like a lunch hour special. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to enjoy this new time. And I can't wait to speak with all my daytime listeners. So you know what I'm saying? It starts at 1. On the East Coast, so West Coast has 10 a.m. for you, so hopefully you all should be up by now, you know what I'm saying, and you can tune in and listen and see what's good and see how I'm keeping it real hot and fresh. So everybody, have a great show for you today. You know, I'm going to keep it simple, you know, and since it is the first of the year, I know everybody's still hyped, so I don't want to just give you too much on the first show for the new day and new time and all that good new stuff. So today, you know, I'm going to be just talking about a little bit about the unemployment. You know, as y'all probably know, if you heard or if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. But, you know, unemployment was kind of up in the air. They didn't know if they was going to continue it, you know, because whenever there's unemployment, you know, certain people has to sign off on it. And the House are one party that needs to sign off. And I believe that around December 28th, they still haven't signed. That, you know, so I don't know if it's, so we're going to check and see if it's time yet. But, we're going to talk about unemployment. You know, will that be continuing in 2013? And we're also going to talk about some of this taxes, you know, what's going on with the taxes. All that's coming up in this show. And, of course, y'all know I got some good juicy juice for you. So I'm just so happy to be hosting the show. As y'all know, the show was, you know, out for 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of December. You know, it kind of took a little break there, you know, a little holiday break, but I'm back now. Just to let y'all know, for this year, there's a lot of things coming up. Like, there's going to be guests, there's going to be contests, there's going to be all kinds of things for you all to win. So thank you all for sticking with me thus far. Keep sticking with me because it's only going to get better. You know, as the time go by, as years go by, things only get better. They can get worse. But I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not one of those things that gets worse, okay? I get better and look better with time, okay? All right, y'all, so let's go ahead and get this show started. And as y'all know, nothing's different. It might be a new year, but we still going to somewhat follow the same pattern. And I'm going to go ahead and get things started with those busters and those skeezers, talking to my young adults out there. So this today's busters and skeezers is going to be talking about, I just want to talk to young adults and say, you know, it is a new year. And like I was, you know, like I was just, you know, kind of saying that, you know, a lot of people feel like a new year brings a new beginning. And it does, you know. Whatever you did in 2012, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? It's gone. 2012 is gone. 2012 will never show its face or whatever again. Like, it's gone, like, forever. You know what I'm saying? So look at your problems or whatever you was facing in 2012. Look at it that way. Now, it's true, some people may have been facing some things in 2012, and it came over into the new year. Okay, but if you are in one of those situations, then you need to, like, don't let it stress you. Like, for example, like, if you can't change your situation, like, you know what I'm saying, like, maybe it's just something that's major, and you know what I'm saying, it's like, okay, well, I can't just make this vanish. You know, like it is me hating somebody. No, you know, okay, well, fine. You can change the way you stressed about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's something that like just making your hair fall out, making you get wrinkles, making you not sleep at night, you can change that. You could just, you know what I'm saying, deal with it in a different way. Trust and believe. I know that, you know, people have a lot of problems and there's trials and tribulations and stuff that just make us want to snap. But we got to remember that this is the only life we got. So, you know, so if you're going to stress this one away, I mean, come on now. So my thing is, for all the young adults out there who is going through issues or whatever you're going through, just learn to deal with it. And for those who can't kick it in the bucket, let it go. Like I said, 2012, let it go with 2012. 2012 is gone. Let your problems be gone. because one thing you want to be is Buster and Skeezer free. You heard? Alright, y'all, so there you have it, your Busters and Skeezers for the first day in 2013 and the first Real Hot Fresh show. It is new day, new time, and all that good stuff. Alright, y'all, so let's go ahead and get this show started. When I get back, let's talk about the unemployment and let's see exactly what's going on with that, because as y'all know, we're going to have this unemployment stuff, right? Alright, but look, you know what I'm saying, just to kick things off, let's have a little party. You know what I'm saying, because there was definitely a party all over the USA and all over the world, actually. So let's just play, I'm going to play Biggie Smalls featuring Miley Cyrus. This is a little, you know, something that somebody put together, Party in the USA. Here we go.
Era, bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up and acting sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly dicks. Honey, want a cat, but all we want to know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest. Cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start fucking. Bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Dumbing out just me and my crew. Cause all we wanna do is.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Raw Fresh show on the FLY radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it raw fresh with you. That's how I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Definitely going to have a party. We're going to be partying all year long. You know what I'm saying? But we're definitely going to get some work in there, too. All right, y'all. So that was Biggie Smalls with Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. All right, y'all. So let's get into the first conversation piece. But before we do, I just want to throw out there that remember, I do want to hear what your resolutions are for this year. So please call in at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. And let me know what your resolutions, your plans, or your goals are for 2013. I want to know. All right. So let's just talk a little bit about the unemployment benefit. Now, what was happening last year, the end of last year, that if Congress didn't reauthorize federal unemployment programs, more than 2 million unemployed Americans would have abruptly stopped receiving checks on December 28th. Now, that's a lot of people, okay? 2 million people would have stopped receiving unemployment benefits. You know what I'm saying? If, Congress didn't step in and pass. But the good news is, there have you an update, and it looks like the Senate has approved legislation which would extend federal unemployment benefits through to 2013. Now, the next step is for the House to vote on it, now, which may happen as early as this afternoon. So, even though it didn't happen last year, it looks like it may still happen this year. The House has had a vote on it, and it looks like, you know, it is afternoon now on the East Coast. So, hopefully, they're getting their things together, because that would be horrifying if people lost their benefits. Now, it also says that if your state unemployment system will let you continue to file for benefits to minimize the delay if an extension is passed. So, basically, what they're saying is, you know, even if it hasn't passed, just keep filing anyway, because, you know what I'm saying, it may go ahead and pass, and then if it does, that way you're, you know what I'm saying, you're still good, you know what I'm saying, you're not in the cold. You feel me? Let's think about it. Let's just say that, like, people lost their benefits. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, I mean, for that, that's 2 million people. And in my mind, that's what they calculate, but I calculate probably more than that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's really a lot of people that's unemployed, and sometimes I can't believe it. You know, I mean, it's just sad. And you know what? I was also reading, it was saying that, like, you know, Congress has to watch how much they're spending because they're already in debt. Let me see, can I find an article? Because I want y'all to hear this. I can't believe it. It says something like, it says after spending $215 billion and adding $180 billion to the debt, more spending on federal unemployment benefits above and beyond what the states already spend will have to be carefully considered during fiscal cliff talks. Okay, now my thing is, like, every time I hear those figures, I try to figure out how is America really in that much debt? You know what I'm saying? Well, actually, I know part of the reason, because they're always trying to help everybody else. They're always sending billions of dollars to other countries, trying to make them feel good, while your own isn't debt, isn't unemployed, isn't homeless, okay? Isn't sad, isn't in need of help. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I don't get that about America, but we're not gonna talk about that right now. Okay, but what we are gonna talk about, unemployment rate. Not the rate, but we're gonna talk about unemployment status and what's going on with that. Now, there was also some talk about, you know, people who is on unemployment, but they ain't trying to get a job. Now, if y'all are like me, y'all know some people like that, okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, people who, they just kind of take advantage of the system. And, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of times, if you talk to those people, one of the first things that will come out of their mouth is, the government owes me anyway. You know what I'm saying, Eric? The government does owe a lot of people. But what I'm saying is, see, this is how we lose things like unemployment and how we lose other benefits. Because people take advantage of it. You know, how many of y'all shop at Walmart? I'm a Walmart shopper, okay? And if y'all remember, Walmart used to have an all-year-round layaway plan, right? But what happened? They took it away. Why? Because people abused it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people was bringing back stuff and using stuff. And, I mean, just doing too much stuff. But the point is, people abuse the layaway at Walmart. Walmart got rid of it, okay? People are abusing the unemployment, benefit. And I'm pretty sure the government is aware of it, but there's so many people that they can't just pinpoint any, meeny, miny, mo. So what they'll do is they'll just look up something and they'll take it away. So I just feel like at these times, it's not a good time to take it away. So people, my thing is, I mean, you're going to do what you want to do anyway. I'm just saying, just be smart, just be careful, because see, you know what I'm saying? See, while you're having a good time abusing it, staying on it, just staying on it until you exhaust your benefits. Then when they take it away, then you got another complaint. Okay, so while you got something, just, you know, find a job. Another thing is, look, I want to say this. People, you should want a job. Let me tell you something. You know, especially if you're young or middle-aged, I'll say middle-aged, like young to middle-aged, you know what I'm saying? You should want a job. Like, don't just sit around. Yeah, you may sit around and get free money, as you look at it, like free money coming to you every week. You know, you go do what you want to do, just chill at home, do what you want to do in life, live like a celebrity, or you know what I'm saying, how you think celebrities live. You know, but at the end of the day, you're really hurting yourself in the long run, because now it's like you're going to have a big gap in your resume. Now, some of y'all might fill that gap up with some false information, you know, but that's what I'm saying. See, you just get into a whole world of deceit, you know. Now you got to try to figure out how you're going to fill in the gap. You got to tell some why, you know. And then not only that, you keep yourself out of the work game for so long that when you do go back to work, you're so lazy, you don't want to do nothing. You complain the whole time, you itching and scratching because you're ready to go home. My thing is, don't do that to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, really get out there and do what you got to do. You know, use unemployment for what it's for. You know what I'm saying? It's for to just help you, you know, get on track. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's there to help you until you get back on track. Just don't be like, okay, I'm going to stay on it like for a hot minute. And that's what some of y'all do. So my thing is, just stay there, because if they do take it away, it'll be a sad day for a lot of people. I'm telling you, I can hear people crying now. So what do y'all think? You know, if you want to know what you think, go to my Twitter, @RealHotFresh, and sound off. Let me know, what do you think? Do you think that they should take away the unemployment benefits, or do you think that maybe they should just be a little bit more strict on it? Because, you know, there are a lot of states where they're not really strict. You know what I'm saying? You could just go sign up, and then some states, they'll tell you, okay, well, you need to report to us every week to let us know your job search. But I know some states, you can just sign up. They'll give you that sheet, but you don't have to go back. They'll just continue getting your benefits. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the people that's getting it, hey, good for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go every week. And I guess it can get kind of tiring to try to go every week. But then at the end of the day, you ain't got no job. So what else are you doing? I mean, you can't go once a week to, you know what I'm saying, to job search. You know what I'm saying? But see, you know what? Really, I'll be honest with you and to be real with you, it comes down to a lot of people, they don't want to work. You know, they don't want to work. People just want to get free money and sit on their butt. Now, a lot of people might say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, just like I said, like a lot of people don't want to do that because it's like, okay, I'm getting free money, but I ain't got no education. You know, so I don't know how to do nothing. The only thing I know how to do is sit around and watch TV, smoke, and get money for free. Who wants to live like that? Obviously, a lot of people, but I'm just saying, okay? Anyway, sound off on my Twitter, @RealHotFresh. I want to know what you all think. Let me know. All right, y'all, I'm going to get into some more music. All right, and when I get back, I'm going to get into some more juice. Okay, so let's get this thing started. Y'all know y'all keeping it really hot and fresh with your boy Z-Fly, and this is the FLY Network. Yeah!
Money. Yeah, it's the dirty money. Rapper 2.0, I am but a prototype. Watch as I kick this shit in the overdrive. I know she like me, but she acting so uptight. I'm a freak, so that means that I'm supposed to fight. Where I go hard, remind you of Dolomite. Rappers talking about selling coke, they mean soda, right? Excuse my wrist, I know a shot soda, right? Reminds you of a star going supernova, right? All these other dogs all about the no-bite. They looking like the dwarves, you ain't trying to play Snow White. Bet you ain't know what diamonds to shine so bright. I hit you with the ice like both in a snow fight. Oh my, oh my.
I got you, Paradox. And yo, check it out. They gon' play this from NY to Nova Scotia. Show them how to move in a room full of vultures. Couple more moves and they're one step closer. Eat the rappers. Time for the takeover. Thought I told ya, we won't stop. Remix killers, Jay and Paradox. Look out, cause I'm coming for the crown. Now why you wanna make my love come through?
What's up, y'all? That's right, that's right, that's right. That was Diddy, Dirty Diddy with Dirty Money, you know what I'm saying? Well, I just want to let everybody know, just in case you ain't heard, that the Keeping It Raw Express show is now live on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 10 to 11 Central, I mean, I'm sorry, my bad, Pacific Time. About to mess up, man. Central Time, what would it be? That would be like 12 to 1, right? Is that right? 11, 10 or 11 to 12, something like that. Y'all, my bad. Y'all know y'all time. You know, so don't let me mess it up. All right. But yeah. So that's what it is. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Now, if you're just not tuning in, and I was just tired of talking about, you know, the unemployment rate and everything, and not the rate, I keep saying the rate, but the unemployment status, because, you know, it was a major thing that was going on, because it wasn't a sure thing if unemployment benefits would be continuing in 2013. But, like I stated earlier, that does look like that Congress is starting to pass, some of the the bills or whatever they have to pass, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that people do get unemployment for 2013. Because, like I said, it would be a horrifying day for a lot of people. And you know what, too? Another thing that gets me is, wow, I mean, what happened? I remember back in 2009, about 2008-ish, 9, maybe 7, maybe even 10, that there was a lot of layoffs. Because I remember I was working at a job in 2009. It laid me out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I know about the layoffs, but I'm just saying. But, there's so many people got laid off, and it's just been hard to get a job. And then, you know, let's be real, you know, the thing of racist still stands. So it's like a lot of times if you do qualify for something, then, you know what I'm saying, like, if that person don't like you because of your skin color, you ain't getting that job. You know what I'm saying? So, that still happened. Yeah, y'all know it still happened. Don't even try to play it. And then another thing, too, is what making it tough for people is, like, now a lot of jobs, they're making it tough because they're like, they want you to have, like 1,000 years of college. You know what I'm saying? They want you to have, like, 1,001 degrees and all this. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Are you for real? And then another thing that's making it hard for people, like, now this is making it hard for real Americans, okay? Now, what if I say real Americans? I'm talking about real Americans, okay? I mean, I don't know if y'all can read what I'm trying to say. I'm talking real Americans, like real. And then you know what I'm saying? That's like been there from the beginning, real Americans. And that is that now, if you are real American, you got to have a second language, basically Spanish. Now, my thing is this. I don't agree with that. And I don't mind saying it. I don't think I'm offending anybody. I'm just telling you how I feel. I mean, for example, I don't think that Americans should have to learn Spanish in an English-speaking country. That's all I'm saying. And especially to get a job, because a little couple, okay, you know what I'm saying? Now, for those of y'all whose feathers are getting a little ruffled from what I'm saying, okay, well, fine. Well, how about this? I'm going to tell you this. Let's just say that a real American goes to a Spanish-speaking country, okay? Looking for work, you know, living there now, looking for work, whatever the case may be. Do you think that they are going to bend over backwards to be like, okay, we have Americans living over here, you know what I'm saying? We have to learn English now. No, they're not going to learn English for us. We just got, I mean, if we move to Puerto Rico or we move to South America somewhere, we got to learn Spanish. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Either we're going to learn Spanish or we're not going to know what nobody's saying. So I don't know what's going on with this country that it's like, okay, to get this job, you need to be bilingual. And I'm thinking, why do I got to learn Spanish just to get a job? See, the problem is there's too many people outside of the U.S. who are coming here getting jobs, and they're getting in these high positions, and that's what they're demanding because that's what they speak. So they're making it hard for real Americans. That's why I say real Americans, because it's like there's too many people from out the outside that's coming in just making America something else. Like, I'm serious. Like, after a while, you're going to need to know Spanish. And the funny thing about having to know Spanish is there's other people here who speak other languages. I don't see us having to learn Chinese, having to learn Arabic, or having to learn whatever. Why do we have to learn Spanish? The only thing we should have to learn is English. This is an English-speaking country. China is a Chinese-speaking country. I don't see them over there telling people, oh, you got to learn English. Yeah, they may have some courses of English, you know, if you want to learn English, but it's not like you have to learn it to get a job. Not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. I mean, So those three are other things that's making it hard for people to get jobs these days. And I'm just speaking the truth. You know what I'm saying? Look, my show is called Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. If you don't like the real and if you want to live in an oblivious world, then you help yourself. Because my thing, while I'm here for an hour, I'm going to dish you the real talk, okay? That's the only way I can do it. Now, I might get through some music. When I get back, I'm trying to have some drunk off the juice for you, okay? Stick around for that. This is FLY Radio, okay?
I wanna get with you, but it's been so crazy. Are these the hits of Terry? since I seen you, I just been killing time. Letting all these into know that you will always be mine. Disappeared and reappeared, we held it down for the years. All the crazy we've been through, can't take no more tears. Fell in love when I first met you, put you all on my team. Introduced you to my crew, told you my every dream. It was us against the world, nobody could come between. Passion is crazy as hell, if you know what I mean.
Just go ahead and give y'all some juice right now, okay? And that's drunk off the juice. All right, so this week, I'm talking about Shine. Now, as y'all know, the Shine, you know what I'm saying, the rapper Shine, well, he's just, I think he's just trying to get back in the limelight. What do y'all think? Okay, because he basically, what's going on right now is now, as y'all know, he's been dissing, you know, the game or whatever. Now, he had that dissing track called Bury Judas. You know what I'm saying? Shine compared to some of the classic diss records, like, you know what I'm saying, like Nas, Ether, and Jay-Z's Takeover, and Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. Basically, you know what I'm saying, he just dissing the game. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but I guess, in a way, my thing is, this is good for both of them. You know what I'm saying? The game's trying to get back out there. The game has his album coming out, whatever. The game has his, you know, TV show, his reality show going on. And Shine, he's out of jail now, prison, whatever you want to call it. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, it's like, look, we got to get back out there, you know what I'm saying? And what other way to get your name out there by controversy? So, hey, you know, my thing is, just like, as y'all know, you know, Shine was also talking about that he wanted to, like, marry Rihanna or something like that. I mean, really, Shine, come on, whatever. Anyway, so, have y'all heard about Cassie and Diddy? Well, as y'all know, for the longest time, they were acting like they was not a couple. But then only a few months ago, they said that they was a couple. So now it looks like they could be having a little bit of problems already in their relationship. I mean, what do y'all think about their relationship? Like, really? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, Diddy and Cassie. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. To me, I don't know if I have any comments on it, but it is kind of weird to me. So, honestly, that's kind of crazy. So, basically, and as y'all know, I don't know if y'all heard, but y'all know that the movie Django, you know, with Jamie Foxx, that's going, like, really crazy. People just loving it, have to go see it. I actually still got to go see it. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? You know what? You know, this Saturday, I might just treat myself to that movie. I think I got the whole day of Saturday off. But, as y'all know, I don't know if you know, but like Cat Williams, you know, the comedian Cat Williams, he was mad at Jamie Foxx. He would call him all kinds of names and stuff, talking about, oh, Jamie Foxx did, Jamie Foxx did, he's a sellout, whatever. Because supposedly he was giving him a bad name, because supposedly Cat Williams said that he was, you know what I'm saying, that he also, you know, tried out for that part that Jamie Foxx got, but he didn't get it. But then, according to the producer, director, Quentin Tarantino, he said that Cat Williams' name was never even on the list to, you know what I'm saying, to play that part. So, Cat Williams, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you trying to get your name out there too? I mean, with all this controversy, y'all better do something. I don't know. Anyway, everybody, that is just drunk off the juice for this week. All right, so there you have it. All right, now let me just go ahead and look at some of my Twitter and see what y'all are talking about out there. Let's see. Let's see, I do have a comment on my last conversation piece, and I have a chatter who says, Spanish-speaking business owners whose business serves Spanish ethnic group communities use that as a criteria. Say about is fair play, right? Okay. Let's say Spanish-speaking business owners whose business serves Spanish ethnic group communities use that as a criteria. Okay, fine. That's fine. But, like, my thing is, okay, but see, but my thing is, like, if you only want to hire, like, Spanish-speaking people or whatever, that's fine. But I'm just saying that, like, still, at the same time, if somebody was to go to South America, you know, and, like, let's say an English person went to South America and only had English, this and that and third, how would the Spanish people feel? Like that? Now, let's just say that the business is something that's really booming, something really good, you know, that a lot of people want to get in on. But then you can't work there because you don't speak English. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm answering your question or your comment, but still, I just feel like over here in USA that Americans shouldn't have to learn Spanish. I don't. I think it should be an option. Yeah, I think it should be an option. If you want to learn Spanish, then you learn it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because just like in school, you don't have to take you may have to take a foreign language in school, but still, I mean, a lot of people don't really know it. But I'm just saying that as far as a job where people really need to work, I don't think that like people have to learn Spanish. You know, just because they have a lot of Spanish speaking customers. Okay, but those Spanish speaking customers need to learn English too. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't understand why it is a back and forth conversation. I mean, it really, to me, is black and white. Okay, look, put it this way. If I was to go to China right now, okay, everybody, I'm moving to China. You know, I'm going to start my life in China. I'm going to get a job in China. And I don't know a lick of Chinese. However, but just because I'm going over there, and now I feel like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know Chinese, so you people, y'all need to kind of service me and, like, you know what I'm saying, work around me. You know what I'm saying? You should learn English so that I know what you're talking about. That's not how it works. Like, that's their country. You know what I'm saying? I can't expect them to know my language. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, I need to learn their language. Or either I just stay over here or stay wherever I'm going to stay. I don't go somewhere else thinking that, you know, because the truth is, and right now I'm not even speaking for myself. I'm speaking from the public, from things that I hear, okay? So whoever out there listening, once again, don't get your tail feathers ruffled. I'm just about to tell you what I hear from public, okay, from other people. But yeah, a lot of people are mad. A lot of people don't agree with it. They, you know, so I've heard many, I mean, tons of people complain and just be mad how, like, it's like, oh, I can't get this job, I can't do this because I got to learn Spanish and why do I got to be bilingual and blah, 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 blah. So I'm just saying, a lot of people feel that way. And at the end of the day, it's the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, America is known as an English-speaking country. Yes, many people from other countries may be moving here and, you know, starting their businesses and starting their families. Okay, that's nice and dandy. But at the end of the day, you can't – I mean, America is still an English-speaking country. That's at the end of the day. So people who have been here all their life and speak English should not have to now learn a bilingual bilingual. That's how I feel. That's how a lot of people feel. And, I mean, if you don't agree with it, then – let me know. I would definitely read your comments live on air. We have, like, 15 more minutes of the show. I'll definitely get your comments in. I want to thank the chatter or the listener for his or her comment. Thank you so much for that. If you have anything else to say, just type it out. I'll definitely get on air. Okay? So that's just how they go. All right, y'all. So moving along a little bit, let's talk about some taxes because, as y'all know, that supposedly, I've heard that they are going to tax the rich a little bit because stuff is just too high. I mean, the America is just too much in debt. So it comes to find out that they may just tax the rich people a little bit more because they're trying to get some of this debt down. Now, my thing is this right here. You're going to tax more than rich people to get this debt down. You know, I can't find it right now, but earlier I had when I had read something, it was talking about, like, the debt of America. Everybody, okay, that number was like 15.6. And I don't mean million, and I don't even mean billion. It says 15.6 trillion. Now, my thing is this right here. 15.6 trillion is more money. Well, I don't think. Like, I don't know if anybody will ever have $1 trillion. You know, I don't. I've never heard of a trillionaire in America. I don't know what they're doing across the seas, but over here in America, I never heard of a trillionaire. And if y'all have heard of somebody who became a trillionaire in America, then y'all know you're able to call me at 646-200-3136, and y'all got to correct me. Yeah, you got to correct me. But look, I never heard of a trillionaire. And whenever you hear that word trillion, you know what I'm saying? Now most people, billion, they're knocking them against the wall, you know what I'm saying, just to get your mind wrapped around all that money, you know what I'm saying, all those zeros. But $1 trillion, please. And then not only that, you know, 15.6 trillion in debt. America, my thing is, I feel like America might as well just hang it up. I do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might think that's wrong to say, but I'm sorry, that's how I feel. I mean, I just feel like if you're 15.6 trillion dollars in debt, you might as well hang it up. Because my thing is, you definitely, whatever you're doing, whatever you've been doing, it ain't working. Obviously, it is putting you more and more in debt. And you know, it's funny. If you think about it, it just seems like everybody gets in debt. Even the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking about your own personal bills. You know what I'm saying? Now, for those of y'all, some of y'all may be, you know, very good with you know, handling your debt or whatever, or your bills. Some of y'all ain't. You know, some of y'all just keep spending and spending and spending, and then y'all see that minimum payment saying, oh, yeah, just pay $20 this month. You know, okay, sure, I'll go buy that. And all I got to do is pay $20 a month. Not realizing that's really just hurting yourself, because all the interest just keep building up. And really, that $20 you're putting down, it's not even going to your bill. It's probably just going to some fees or to the interest or something like that. So anyway, I feel like that's how America is. I feel like they just keep adding up all this debt, keep doing stuff, giving billions of dollars to other countries, putting all this billions of dollars in, like, all this armor and war missiles and all this stuff for the war, and billions of dollars for all kinds of stuff that maybe we don't need. But I don't know. So look at all those millions and billions of dollars that they've been dishing out. It's not added up to a trillion. Yeah, 15.6 trillion. I don't know. I mean, I really want to hear from you people. Like, if you don't want to call in, then hit me up on Twitter @RealHotFresh and tell me what are your thoughts on anything that I've been talking about. Because I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts? Like, do y'all feel like America is just doomed? I do. I mean, we're in the trillions, and I just don't see that being paid off anytime soon. Are you serious? I mean, you're gonna need to tax more than the rich. You're gonna need to, like, take some of the money. Yeah, you're gonna need to take some of the billions and, like, just, like, you know what I'm saying, put it towards the debt. Cause, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, is there that many, like, rich people? I mean, now when I say rich, I mean like, you know, like upper millions, billions. You know, price range. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah, there's a lot, but is it like a whole lot? You know what I'm saying? Like thousands and thousands and thousands of that people making that much money in America. Y'all have to tax more people than that. I don't know. We're going to see what goes on. I mean, poor Obama, you know, he's trying his best. People are against him. They don't believe in him. He about to go crazy. His hair is turning gray. Eyes getting all old. I'm telling you, I just told him he'd make it out of his White House. And I tell you one thing, I just told him he'd just do something with this unemployment. And also do something with this more jobs, and do something with that, the minimum wage. Yeah, my thing is this. Now, you know, I don't know what the minimum wage is around every state, but over here in New York, I hate to even say it because y'all might start laughing. I think it's like $7. No, it's like $7.15. Yeah, let me tell you. There is a store here called Century 21. And, yeah, I'm about to tell their business. Yeah, they be paying people like $7.15, $7.20 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're talking about New York City. Have y'all seen the prices of apartments or just anything in this city, and you're going to pay somebody $7? I just think that's a big insult to people, and people don't deserve that. I think people have lost their mind, okay? So that's how I feel about it. I want to know how y'all feel about it. So hit me up, 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Everybody, I have dished you some good juice for this lunch hour. I know a lot of y'all people take lunch at 12, but some people do take lunch at 1. So I'm going to talk to y'all, go back to work. I thank y'all so much for tuning in to me. There's 7 more minutes of the show. I'm going to see what I can get for y'all. But I just want everybody to have a happy new year. You know, once again, everybody be safe. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in the beginning of the show, leave all that other stuff behind you. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. It's dead and gone. Like 2012 is dead and gone. Let your issues be dead and gone. And if you have issues that had to carry on over to 2013, couldn't help it, then okay, fine. Now let's just try to deal with it in a different way. You know what I'm saying? No more stressing. No more pulling out your hair. No more losing hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just do things differently. Like, let's just start to live. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, at the end of the day, there's so many things that's, like, against us, right? I mean, and then some people might be thinking, well, damn, the government is against me. My employer is against me. You know, my friends are against me. Who's for me? Well, I always remember that God is for you. That's who, you know? And the problem is a lot of people don't believe in God. You know, a lot of people don't believe or they don't want to believe, so they do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, God is always for you, so always remember that, okay? So that's what I got to say on that. So just don't stress so much. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, and do what you got to do. All right, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show early today because it's the first show, you know. Not going to do too much on the first show, but I definitely had a good. I like this talk. I love these conversation pieces. Coming up in January, I'm going to have some guests for you, some musical guests, unsigned artists. I'm working on a contest for you all. You know what I'm saying? Something to help y'all lose those pounds. I know a lot of people love to lose pounds for the new year, so I'm going to see what I can do for y'all. Give me a contest to really motivate you. I didn't lose some pounds myself. But, yeah, that's what I want to do. So, everybody, happy new year. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep it raw and fresh all year long. Tune in to me. I let all your friends and family and all your people know that the Keeping It Raw and Fresh show is now on Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 10 to 11 Pacific Time. I don't know what it is, Central Time. I'm sorry, people, but y'all know y'all time. Y'all know how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going to keep it with my own time. I tell you, I mean, it's hard enough doing that. So, everybody, FLY Radio is in your ear. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you all next Tuesday. That's how we do. Peace.